like to give a little background to the song the choir will be singing entitled The 90 and 9. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And Jesus in his parable said, "What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 90 and 9 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it?" The words of this hymn were written by a woman named Elizabeth. She also wrote the hymn Beneath the Cross of Jesus. But the burden of her heart was for her brother, who was wayward and had gone far from the Lord, and she thought of him as a lost sheep and was so burdened that he might get right with the Lord. But she wrote this poem, and at this point, that's all it was a poem. It was not a hymn. It was published in newspapers, and one day on a train, Ira Sankey saw this poem in the newspaper and cut it out and put it in his pocket. And then, not long after, there was a campaign with D.L. Moody, and of course, Ira Sankey was his singer, and the speaker happened to speak on the subject of the Good Shepherd. And when Ira Sankey heard that, he thought, "I should sing something about the Good Shepherd." But he wasn't sure what. But he pulled out of his pocket that poem. And when the message was over, he had the poem, but he had no music. But he started singing. And he sang a beautiful melody to these words. When he was about to start the second stanza, he thought, "I wonder if I can remember the melody I just made up." But he did. Note for note, he remembered it. And that's how that song came to be. It became a very popular song in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And the choir is going to share those wonderful words now.
Oh, shelter of the fold, and although